Shut up or he'll knock you kicking, the smaller thug advised from the driver's seat, and Kinnison subsided. Not that it bothers me any, but you're making too damn much noise. But what's the matter? Kinnison asked, more quietly. What did you slug me for and drag me off? I ain't done nothing. I ain't got nothing. I don't know nothing, the big agent replied. The boss will tell you all you need to know when we get to where we're going. All I know is the boss says to bop you easy-like and bring you in alive if you don't act up. He says to tell you not to yell and not to use no lens. If you yell, we burn you out. If you use any lens, the boss, he's got his eyes on all the bases and spaceports and everything, and if any help starts to come this way, he'll tell us, and we fry you and buzz off. We can kill you and flit before any help gets near you, he says. Your boss ain't got the brains of a Fantima, Kinnison growled. He knew that the boss, wherever he was, could hear every word. Hell's hinges! If I was a lensman, you think I'd be walloping junk on a dock? Use your head, Cully, if you got one. I wouldn't know nothing about that, the other replied stolidly. But I ain't got no lens, the dock walloper stormed in exasperation. Look at me! Frisk me! You'll see that I ain't! All that ain't none of my dish, the thug was entirely unmoved. I don't know nothing, and I don't do nothing except what the boss tells me, you see? Now take it easy, all nice and quiet-like. If you don't, and he flicked the blackjack lightly against the lensman's knee, I'll put out your landing lights. I'll lay you like a mat, and I don't mean maybe, see?
Kinnison saw, and relapsed into silence. The automobile rolled along, and, flitting industriously about upon its delivery duties, but never much more or less than one measured mile distant, a panel job pursued its devious way. Oddly enough, its chauffeur was a lensman. Here and there, high in the heavens, were a few airplanes, gyros, and copters. But they were going peacefully and steadily about their business, even though most of them happened to have lensmen as pilots. And, not at the base at all, but high in the stratosphere and so thoroughly screened that a spy-ray observer could not even tell that his gaze was being blocked, a battlecruiser, lensman commanded, rode poised upon flare-baffled, softly hissing underjets, and, equally high and as adequately protected against observation, a keen-eyed lensman sat at the controls of a speedster, jazzing her muffled jets and peering eagerly through a telescopic sight. As far as the patrol was concerned, everything was on the trips.